Like I say, we're entering, leaving the age of sacrifice, entering to the age of service. So our duty right now is to examine the principle of sacrifice and take the essence of it, which is workable in an age where mind governs. So sacrifice through mind. In other words, we analyze how we're going to sacrifice, and we sacrifice in an intelligent way so something productive does get done. So we're moving from the age of sacrifice into the age of service, which is governed by the air sign Aquarius. How's that going to work? What are the signs that service is beginning to dominate? Is it beginning to dominate, or is it begin, maybe not dominate, but say surface? How is there service in the world today that there wasn't here 200 years ago? Right, there's a lot of humanitarian efforts going on. Like, say, everywhere from the Red Cross to a lot of churches are doing humanitarian things. If there's a tornado somewhere or a hurricane, all kinds of donations come in. Did that happen 200 years ago? No, if a hurricane hit some area, well, they were pretty much on their own. And maybe neighbors helped neighbors a little bit, and that was about it. But now, people have a humanitarian sense that they didn't have before. And this is through the energy of that governs mind and service that is manifesting in this age. What are other signs? Yeah.
People are serving each other on the internet by sharing their knowledge for free. You can find all kinds of knowledge.
Yeah. On the internet. And why would the internet be a sign, a product of the air sign?
It's sharing knowledge. It goes through the air.
Right.
She didn't say it loud enough.
And what else goes through the air?
What else? Do you want me to say?
What else goes through the air?
Cell phones.
Cell phones. And what else?
Spirit.
And what else?
Airplanes.
Yeah, airplanes goes through the air. The development of air travel was a sign that the Aquarian Age was approaching. It goes through the air. And what else goes up in the air? Rockets. Space flight is a sign of the Aquarian Age. All kinds of signs are manifesting that show mind and air.
Yeah.
Art, music. There's a lot more of it. More mentally.
Yeah.
There's more people expressing their thought and mind through their expressive. Yes.
Okay. That's not as much of a sign of Aquarius. That shows up in almost every age. There was a lot of art and music in the Piscean Age also. That's a little bit more associated with, like, the manifestation of ray 4. We have the seven rays also go in and out of incarnation. And the fourth ray governs art and music. And that coming into manifestation stimulates that a lot. But yeah, especially music has really changed a lot over the past 100 years. It's become, I don't know if I would call it mental or just the fact that it's innovative, a lot more innovative than in the past. Yeah.
Add something else to that. The thing that's different now, though, is everybody's listening to all types of music, all from different ages, from all different years. And just anything goes now. Everybody's more expressive.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
Appreciative of the time.
Yeah, the word for that would be synthesis, and in this age we have a lot more synthesis than any other age we know about in our history.
Alfred, just raise your hand, he's yelling. He can't hear you. You
Also, corporate America, the corporate world, you cannot plunder and pillage. anymore. You look at the biggest things in the world. Facebook only grew to what it is because it's about sharing.
Yeah.
It's about adding value. So businesses that do not add value are not growing. You know, Lehman Brothers was basically the end of being able to just take.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. And
I'm just thinking about the whole idea of people serving other people, like in disaster times and stuff like that, and wondering how much of it is due to the fact that disasters are brought into our living rooms on a regular basis now. People all over the world know that Texas was flooded over Memorial Day weekend. And 200 years ago, the technology didn't really exist. Right. So I wonder how much of it is the technology and how much of it is really a change in people.
Okay, that's a good point she made. Let's cover that just a little bit. In the fact that, well, people are serving more because we're more aware because of the technology, but on the other hand, the technology goes through the air again.
So the ancient Mayans and Egyptians both predicted technology for the age of Aquarius.
What's that?
I said the ancient Mayans and also the ancient Egyptians predicted technology for the age of Aquarius.
Possibly. Some. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit different subject, but let's stick on the age of Aquarius. Now, the age of Aquarius governs air and everything that goes through the air. And like Robin says, we have a lot more communication. The communication is all due to the Aquarian age through mind, service, transmission through air and through the medium of air and maybe ether itself. And all this produces other things. It has one of the spin-offs of it is everybody's more aware. And so what it is, we through the Aquarian energy, we have this communication where we see all these disasters, and then we think, well, we got to help these people, and this stimulates more Aquarian energy. So Aquarian energy stimulates more Aquarian energy. In other words, this communication that's developed through mind and through the medium of air stimulates more service because there's more communication. We're more aware of the needs of people throughout the entire world. Yeah.
It was mentioned briefly, you know, about like open software, but during my career I've seen a change. When I first was in computer software, everything was proprietary and owned by somebody, and you didn't share it. Today, most people do not appreciate how much software that is used on the internet is freeware, or it's free for anybody to use. It's open software. And today, a developer, to get their chops, to be seen as a legitimate developer, often needs to participate in one of these open software projects.
Yeah, you made an interesting point. There's so much free stuff out there. In other words, people just like to have their products out there, even if they have to give them away free. Once they develop them, if nobody's buying it, they'd rather just give it away free. And the same thing with music. There's all kinds of free music out there. Matter of fact, I read an article recently how they're having a tough time selling music today because the rising generation has had so much free stuff on the internet they don't think they should buy anything. Whereas our generation, we don't mind buying stuff. But the rising generation, they have the notion from the internet there's so much free stuff on there that everything should be free. So they don't think they should have to work for anything. And that can have negative repercussions. But on the other hand, All this free stuff is given out is really an act of service, a product of the service of the Aquarian age.
In many ways, it's balancing an imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, for the previous age, someone for music, for creating, the reward was so high, they made so much money that what is happening now is there's a balance. and you're going to have to create more value before you get what you get. You know, it's you have people that are serving and they're nurses and they're doctors and they're getting nothing, and yet someone who creates entertainment gets that. And so all that's doing is creating a balance, is what I'm seeing. You have to...
Right, balance eventually happens, and musicians still make a lot of money. Rihanna makes a ton of money. Maroon 5 makes a ton of money.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you a couple other Aquarian influences. I started doing life coaching back in 91. I opened a little success studio and developed an empowerment program for people. And the only other person I knew that was doing it at the time was Tony Robbins. But out of that particular wave, impulse of energy, came this whole movement of life coaching and success coaching and motivational stuff that is all service-oriented, which also sparked a movement in the healing arts. You know, people got into massage therapy, reflexology, iridology, namenology, and there were people into it, which was all had to do with service and not sacrifice. The other movement is network marketing, multi-level marketing, where you have to train your people. You have to serve them. You cannot expect them to give you anything unless you help them succeed.
And as Larry said, the seventh ray is coming in. That governs business. So we have the seventh ray plus the Aquarian age means that businesses will move more and more towards service. Now, the one area that needs the balance that he was talking about is the pay of all these corporate executives. I mean, they make, what, a couple hundred times often what the wages of the lowly worker makes.
Well, in network marketing...
Yeah, the big athletes, that's another one.
Anyone can make money. And there are more millionaires being made today in multi-level marketing than in any other...
Really?
Yeah.
I don't hear much about multi-level marketing anymore that much. But it's still big, huh?
Yeah, it is. No one talks to you anymore.
Matter of fact, my son Joseph works for multi-level marketing. There he is. How's your company doing, Joseph? He works for a multi-level vitamin company, but he's not... He just works as an employee. He doesn't sell the product. I think that's kind of funny. So how's your company doing?
It's good.
Well, I'm glad you gave us a lot of detail. What's the name of your company?
Unicity.
Unicity. And is it still going?
Uh-huh.
Tell us all the countries you've been in.
For work, Japan, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, Korea, Vietnam, Hong Kong, Canada, Germany, and Taiwan.
And they're in all these countries, and I never even heard of them before, huh? That's pretty amazing.
What's the name of your company?
Unicity.
What? Unicity, huh?
It's strange that the two biggest ones, Forever Living Products and New Skin, are both Mormon-owned.
There's what?
Forever Living Products and New Skin, which are the two biggest... They're Mormon owned. Provo has New Skin, owns most of Provo, and then Forever Living Products is in Arizona.
You know, a lot of the multi-level companies are started by Mormons.
It's a lot easier to sell an existing product than a book. You know, so like you come back from mission and it actually works quite easily to get your downline going. Yeah,
yeah, I guess so.
Zenzi was started in Utah from a Mormon. Yeah.
What was?
Zenzi, the melting wax.
Yeah, Sunrider, I think, was another Mormon product.
Yeah.
And Melaleuca, I think he's a Mormon guy. And we signed up for Melaleuca just to buy the products about a month after it started. If we would have stayed with it, we might be rich by now.